This is Moist Radio, broadcasting out of Rockville, Vernon, from Rockville, USA studios.
Oh, Vernon Rockville.
I mean...
We're doing this.
Okay, I'm gonna eat my sushi and talk at the same time.
Okay,
it's gonna be really moist sounding in my mouth as I eat it.
Mm.
But that's the name of the show. So.
Ew.
Oh. Okay.
Hi everybody.
Yeah.
Thanks for tuning in. This is Moist Radio, a serious podcast.
Very serious.
Being broadcasted out of Rockville, USA studios in Vernon, Rockville, Connecticut.
You didn't fuck it up this time.
Thank you.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I'm sort of, I guess this can be considered like episode zero. I don't know.
It's
like a test run of sorts. We're still going to release it. It came out pretty good. Or at least what you're about to hear came out pretty good.
Yeah, this part not so much.
No.
All right, guys. So how Moist Radio is generally going to work episode by episode. John and I are going to be the two mainstays of the program. And there will be a topic discussed between us or between us and our guest speakers every week. And we'll go back and forth, have a friendly debate about whatever that topic is. And then we're also encouraging call-ins from our huge...
fan base.
Yep, which is already, you know, exploding.
This is getting big already.
Yeah, it is.
Feel it.
So if you, you know, when we do the live podcast, if you do want to call in, share an opinion, that will be an option. Also, like I said before, guest speakers will be featured a lot.
Yep. We're going to have, like, I don't know, some games of sorts. We'll talk music, movies, you know. What I wanted to do was I wanted to call out a local band or a local music act or anything. It doesn't matter. Every single week. Because
supporting local music.
Supporting local music.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. Here we go. So on the show this week, we have our friend, our good buddy, Rob Leshen on the show. Hopefully he will be on the show more. And then we have our second guest speaker of the week. He is our minority guest speaker of the week. Friend of mine, a friend of ours, Afkar Reza. From Manchester. What can be said about Afkar, huh?
That hasn't already been said about...
Oh, he's an interesting character. If any of you listening, which is probably most of you, know Afkar, you know that he is very hard to deal with.
The proof is in the pudding. You'll hear it.
Yeah, we gave him the shitty mic.
Yeah.
We gave him the bad mic. And so, whatever.
We gave him a shitty microphone. He gave us shitty conversation.
You're going to hear a lot of us talking over each other. I don't even need to say anymore. You just need to listen to it. You'll get the idea. It's our minority of the week.
We're putting this in, by the way, this minority guest of the week thing in. Because, you know, podcasts can be very white, and it's good to add in that diversity.
Mm, absolutely. I'm going to eat some more.
Okay. Ew.
All right, well, let's go talk to Afghar and Rob.
Okay, let's do it.
I felt like I could trust Afghar, but
check,
I wasn't
check,
sure.
Check.
All right.
Hey.
I think we're golden now.
Finally.
It's almost golden hour.
Golden girls.
Okay.
That's the time the radio, the voices sound best on the radio.
Is this reality TV?
This is reality radio.
It's actually really funny.
Can it be Khloe Kardashian? Who's the hot one?
Yes. None of them.
None.
Bruce,
there's
a hot one.
None.
Bruce Jenner.
Bruce.
Now
Bruce
technically
Jenner?
Going to be
Bruce
a woman.
Bruce is the hot one.
Wait, mm-hmm. Really? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I didn't even know that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I don't know.
Wait, is it official now? Is,
but
I don't really know. He's a, I can't believe
but
I
decide,
know this, but I think he's about to have surgery.
I decided that because Bruce Jenner is becoming a woman, I'm going to become Bruce Jenner.
Ooh.
Because now there's a void.
You're
up.
Filling that you're gap in society.
Where Bruce Jenner's previously were.
That is now the easiest way to get famous.
It's a need.
Rob is now
to become someone.
Can we call you Bruce Jenner
was.
Now?
It's like the next step in Academy Awards, like seat filling. Like now it's
right.
You know, fame filling.
Wow! So now fame you're filling. Going to be a former Olympian. You must be so honored.
Yeah, yeah. I trained really hard. Yeah. I've been training really hard.
No, you haven't.
I'm looking for more OJ lawyers' ex-wives to marry.
Yeah.
And
how many are there that aren't dead?
I haven't found any other ones
okay.
yet. But, you know, that's why not everybody can do this.
Right.
Hey, we should introduce ourselves.
Oh, yeah. I'll do an intro if you want. What's up, everybody? You're listening to Moist Radio, the most moistest radio show. We're like a soccer mom's panties after she reads 50 Shades of Grey. All right, we're broadcasting out of Rockville, USA studios in Vernon, Rockville, Connecticut. I'm Tyler. Joined with me, as always, is my good friend John. What's up, John?
Hey, if you hear this voice, it's John. Remember it. this is the voice you'll be hearing, and then you'll think, oh, that's John talking right now.
Yeah, well, yep. We kind of know that. All right,
nope.
And we have Rob with us. What's up, Rob?
What's up? What's up?
Hey, and then our minority guest of the week is Afghar.
Afghar gets the shitty mic.
It's because I'm a minority.
Yeah.
That's why I'm brown.
Let's talk a little bit about that.
It sucks. Come on.
I didn't ask you how it was. I don't care. What are you is what I...
At what point...
What kind of minority are you?
No, I just want to talk about how great being white is. Like, you guys are white men.
In
just
America.
Let that sink in for a bit.
I have.
Like, it's you guys have the most power in the world.
But I'm Jewish, which is like...
which is just as bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, the... Yeah. It's just bad.
Never should have brought him on the show. Right. Shouldn't have brought him on the show.
It's not my show. Stop talking.
You screwed up the first minority guest already. All right.
Maybe we should reintroduce ourselves.
How many years ago would you say you decided to become a minority?
Ooh, good question, Rob.
How many years ago?
Yeah.
Not years.
Like, what
about,
was your thought process?
About 5 days ago, actually.
Oh, so this is a recent thing.
When you guys told me about this podcast, that's when I knew.
When you decided.
That's when
yeah,
I knew.
We had no minority guests. This is true. And you kind of like stepped up.
It's like fate.
We've had a lot of complaints from our listeners about not being diverse enough.
Yeah. Lots of letters, angry emails.
Yep.
But I'm the whitest minority out there, though. So.
Yeah, you are kind of white.
Well, we have to work our way up.
Yeah,
you are the first.
You're the start of our street cred.
So 5 podcasts from now, you're going to get an actual fresh off the boat guy?
We'll see.
I mean, that
could be difficult. Yeah. And it depends.
By
the
way, me and Tyler are kind of sick.
I've got bad allergies, so.
Jesus.
I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, everyone's sick right now.
It's not
a good way to start off our podcast.
It's gross.
Yeah.
It's gross.
Well, we gotta live with it, you know.
Mm-hmm. All right, today's topic. Let's get to
the more you know.
Well, so other than being a minority, I'm also.
We'll edit that out. Don't worry,
Rob. Stop fucking interrupting me, Rob.
There's some friction here. Can I sit on that side of the table?
You want to be next to the minority?
Rob's a minority now.
From now on, we're just going to put like the minority in a different room. Like we can't hear you. You can contribute to the conversation, but we can't hear you. You can talk.
Yeah.
Listen, just imagine radio listeners that you can hear this guy speaking, but we couldn't let him get near a mic.
You understand. Some shouting in the background.
You understand.
What are you talking about?
Well, minorities don't know how to use a mic.
What's going on in there?
Minorities don't know how to use a mic anyway, so.
Jesus.
Wow.
Okay. Well, that was the minority talking, so it wasn't one of the white guys.
It wasn't racist. Wow. Wasn't racist.
Let's please move on.
Well, yeah, we lost all our audience there. Thanks, Afgar.
I hope all of this is cut out.
My mom just turned off the radio. There goes half the audience.
Well,
so to get to today's topic, actually, we should probably get there eventually. We're here discussing the worst band in the world. Our panel of experts compiled here today for you. We're each going to talk about one or two or as many bands as we want that we believe are the worst in the world. You know, this is a hotly debated topic on the interwebs. All over social media.
Yep.
People have strong opinions about this.
Yep.
But we're here to settle the score once and for all. Each of us will have a band or two. Like I said, we'll bring up a few very important points about why that band sucks so much. And, you know, the listeners can comment,
that's
get
enough.
Back to us.
That's enough.
And...
No, just keep going. It's good.
Yeah, going.
I mean, you can keep going if you want.
And so first off, let me just search through here. I left some notes.
Are you killing me?
Are you
me?
Kidding me? All right.
Okay. Okay. So,
nothing written down.
We're filming this, too.
Pages are
shit.
Blank.
We are filming this.
Oh.
Okay. Anyway. Okay.
Let's talk about The Matrix.
No,
Rob. I am totally down to talk about The Matrix.
Later.
Are you kidding me?
Later.
That's not the
okay.
Time.
Let's get to our first worst band in the world. Let's take it to John, who will speak first. John, which band are you picking and why?
You know, it's a very important topic for me. I get very heated. It's very emotional when I talk about this band. People don't really understand why I get so hostile. Talking about the band Fun.
Ooh.
There's so much fun.
For that, yeah. Like, look, yeah. Murmur, like, stop. Murmur. That's stupid.
No, why would they... I know. I hate them too.
Let's start with the name Fun, period. And then sometimes it's lowercase and sometimes it's not. I don't really understand that either. It's not Fun, period. No one has Fun, period. People have Fun, exclamation point. It's like, let's have fun.
Maybe it's an ironic
decent
thing.
Decent,
and if it is,
yeah.
Okay,
if it is an ironic thing,
maybe
it's still
it's
pretty
a
stupid.
It's a hipster ironic thing.
I think I
which
heard
is
about
why
this.
I hate it.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a copywriting thing, I think. I think there was already a band that was Fun with no exclamation, and then there was a band that was Fun with an exclamation, and then they have to be the period one. But if your name is already taken twice, like there's infinite possibilities for other names so that you don't have to throw a period at the end of...
Yes. Like get the hint that Fun has been used and move on and find something...
Why not the semicolon?
Ooh.
It never gets any...
That's a good point.
I might actually like them more if they had a semicolon.
Or the question mark. Fun?
Or the enye
thing. The question
thing.
Mark would be good.
Like
fun?
The
what's
fun?
The enye?
Who knows?
Or the Funny? Like the little enye over the N. Funye.
Funye.
Funyuns. Funyuns.
I love Funyuns.
They should have been just called Funyuns.
The Funyuns is
like,
a great band name.
Regardless of their music, I would like them infinitely more if they were called Funyuns.
Funye. But let's talk about the music.
Also,
though.
That douche. Oh, all right.
Wait, what's his? Yeah.
That douche with the douchey hair. Not the lead singer, the other douche.
Jack Antonoff?
Dating
Lena Dunham.
Yeah.
Oh, she's
Jack
just
me
more.
Off.
Yeah.
Just hate.
Jack off. Jack.
Oh,
Jack me off. Is that his name?
Jack me off. I think
Jack
that's
me off.
His name.
That is his name. You're right.
I saw that on Wikipedia, I think.
What's the lead singer's name again? He had that duet with Pink that everyone fucking loved, and I hate it.
His name is like...
Just give me a reason.
His name is like Squinty Wavy Hair.
Squinty Wavy Hair.
With an occasional pedo stash thrown in there. There's that one time. Just saw a video of him, and he had like some awful... So, the music, and I've been thinking about this for a while, on how to categorize something like this. And, you know, other bands that fall into this same spectrum include like Imagine Dragons.
Imagine dragging my dick across your face.
All right, Apgar. Thanks, Minority of the Week. That is enough out of you. We are cutting off
the other room.
Cutting off your mic. Now
go into the minority room.
We're gonna have a minority room.
Are we also gonna have a minority report?
And
do some research and write a minority report.
Back to what I consider Fun's music to be is pussy rock.
Oh.
I feel like it falls into that category. It's pussy rock because you know it's whiny and it's just really.
We have to talk about the Simon and Garfunkel song, right?
Yeah, Simon and Garfunkel.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's just blatantly in the middle of their song.
Right. It's like it rips off Cecilia.
Yeah.
From Simon and Garfunkel. It's what is the name of that stupid song?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm trying to.
Who gives a shit? I don't know the name of it.
This is important.
What other bands would you?
Should I look this up?
Pussy Rock. Imagine Dragons. Bastille.
Bastille.
Now this could go back quite a ways. When are we gonna say Pussy Rock kind of starts? Does
REO
it start?
REO Speedwagon.
Okay, that's a good reference point. Yeah.
But at least they're classic enough where it's like when a song comes on, I want to listen to it. It's terrible, but I love it.
Yeah, it's kind of like nostalgia bad.
Oh, this is weird. So if you Google Fun, the guy's name is
with the period
is
or without
Nate.
The period?
You just Google Fun. That's horrible, too, that they're the first thing that comes up. You Google Fun.
Yeah.
Maybe I just want to look up fun things.
Right.
Anyways. Nate Ruse is his name.
Nate Ruse.
Nate
Ruse.
Something or other.
Like a ruse. Like he is a ruse of a singer.
What does he look like?
And
Nate Ruse.
And under the band members' names, it has a brief description. There's just three of them, I think. There's Jack Mehoff on drums.
Oh, yeah.
Andrew Douche on guitar. And Nate Ruse. And his description is sampler.
I see that right here. Yep.
What is that?
Samples from other songs.
Nate Ruse sampler.
Just, yeah, he doesn't sing.
No, he doesn't
or
sing.
Write.
He just uses other people's sampled voices.
Mm-hmm. Let me make music by taking other people's music, is what I'm hearing.
That's.
Yes.
I'm not even making that up. Look on Google.
Oh,
Nate Ruse sampler.
Wait.
Jack Mehoff. Drums.
The first thing on Google is a site called Our Name Is Fun. .com. Our name is fun.com.
Yeah.
Probably because fun.com was taken.
Yep.
Along
again,
with the
that's probably a porno.
Get a different name if you're going to go through that.
Or just stop making music.
Or just don't be a band.
You can be like another short three-letter word like die. How about that?
Yep.
Or come.
Or funyuns.
Or fun, yeah.
Or come.
With the little or come. That makes sense. I mean, it fits
the genre.
More than
fits
fun.
The pussy rock genre.
Hey guys, we're cum. All right, I might stick around for this band.
And we're gonna make you.
I would, stick around for this band. All right. I would stick around for a band called Cum, though. I would.
They would be awesome.
We need more sound effects
Sticks.
On this podcast.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna fill them in.
Should we?
We're gonna put them in later.
Okay, what else about Fun, John?
Oh, I'll just get so heated and it will be ugly. So I think we should move on.
Okay. Next up, Rob, do you want to talk about your least favorite band in the world?
No, I don't want to talk about them, But I guess I will because, okay. you know, that's what we're doing.
That is what we're doing.
Now, you brought up REO Speedwagon, but if we go back a little bit further in time, before the sort of dawn of the early what? 80s cheese. yes, before the
Dawn
sun,
of the Rise of the Planet of the
and,
Apes.
Dawn of the Rise of the Planet of the Apes. The sequel to the sequel to the prequel. There was, right before them, was like the worst time in music because it was the like dinosaur classic rock bands. Mm. Like just like all the good parts of the genre had already happened, so they had to find a way to like keep milking it.
Bleed
just
it
to
out.
Death.
Yep. Keep bleeding love.
And yeah, to just keep bleeding.
Keep bleeding love.
And this band Foreigner came about, and
kind of like
I was just trying to speed look up their history, and it's just too much. But I know it's got this guy named Mick Jones. And there's a Mick Jones in just about every English band I know. I don't think they're the same guy, but I can't prove it. But there's also a Mick Jones in The Clash. So I'm sorry that that Mick Jones has to even be associated with this Mick Jones.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who's in Foreigner. Foreigner came out with hits such as Feels Like the First Time, Cold as Ice.
That's probably the best one.
Probably the greatest
one. Cold as Ice.
Dana Carvey's like entire career is based off that song. Chopping Broccoli. And man, it was like, the thing about them was like, they were just fucking popular. 4 million copies of that album were sold. And they continued, and they were actually like the pioneers, like beyond, like REO Speedwagon came out and was like, all right, Foreigner, we see what you've been doing with Cold as Ice. And Foreigner's like, all right, motherfuckers, we're going to put a fucking choir in our song. It's going to be called Do You Know What Love Is?
I want to know what love is.
Topped the UK and US charts. One of the world's best-selling bands of all time, with yeah. worldwide sales of more than 80 million records.
Is that true? Wow.
Including 37.5 million albums in the United States alone. Somebody out there is got stacks and stacks of Foreigner LPs.
Yeah, that must be it. I don't see how many was 80 million?
80 million across the world.
Would you say they're the Jerry Maguire of music?
Yeah, you could probably have that same thing where you return your Foreigner LP and somebody should start collecting it. Maybe we'll start doing that. One of the main things that makes Foreigner so hated to me is this apparent popularity. Because that's a key ingredient in why bands suck so much. It's not just how bad the music is. It's how often you have to hear it.
Yeah. Mm.
And in the case of Foreigner, it's kind of like, yeah, Fun. You know, I know people who listen to Fun, I guess. I don't like them, but I know those people are out there somewhere. I don't know who Onions. The Foreigner fan is. And I have a very clear theory that it is all the foreigners in this country taking our jobs.
Ah, there it is. They're the foreigner fans. The foreigners.
Immigrants.
I'm an immigrant.
Taking our jobs.
The Afghans of the
I've
nation.
Never heard of Foreigner, so.
Okay, what else on...
I don't know.
What else on Foreigner?
I could go on and on.
Very
but,
passionate. You're very passionate.
You know.
I can see you're just very very down right now, Rob.
I can't talk about Foreigner anymore.
Yeah, you're looking very depressed.
Without my head exploding.
Yeah.
And getting into more racist tirades.
Right. Okay. Well,
we understand.
Rob, that's a very...
Only one person.
We're going to let you sit the next couple ones out. We'll let you relax.
Go to your room. Go to the minority room.
Rob, that was a very strong argument, though, but we still have our minority guest of the week to get to. Avkar, you have a band that you do want to talk about, you think is the worst
two,
in the
actually.
World. You have two.
Two.
We better get to it.
But hold on, wait.
Okay, Rob has to talk about that.
Rob just showed me something.
One more thing to strengthen my Foreigners.
Oh my
the Foreigners
yep.
recorded a song called Dirty White Boy.
Let that sink in.
The Foreigners.
Dirty White Boy.
Dirty
they
white
know
boy.
Who their fan base is. They're playing it up.
They just answered our own question. Thanks, Foreigners.
I finally understand who's buying Foreigner records.
Dirty White Boys.
Dirty white boys.
You dirty white boys.
All right. Wow, that's intense. All right, Avkar. Worst two bands in the world to you. Go.
Okay, I just want to get this out of the way since John mentioned it earlier, is Bastille. As part of the pussy rock generation.
Ew, 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 ew. You close your eyes.
Feel like, yeah.
Why does
that
everyone
accent.
Sound like they have, like, cotton in
colon
their throat?
Cancer? Yeah, I don't know.
No, that's not what it sounds
I don't.
Like.
I want to say yes, but no.
Yes, that's why everyone sounds like they have colon cancer.
No, it's not the actual sound. It's the accent and pronunciations of all their shitty European themed songs. It's like
I don't know any other songs but that Pompeii shit.
They released another one which is more orchestral.
Oh.
And I can't remember the name, but it's right after Pompeii. And it's the same shit. It's the same like epic fucking
let's find it.
Shit. Am I allowed to swear?
I looked this up.
Yeah. So
no, it's too late now.
We've been keeping this clean in case you haven't noticed.
Now, Avkar, you're against this because they sound like Foreigners. There's kind of a theme.
Theme going on.
Developing
no, no,
here.
No. Like the Arctic Monkeys have a distinct British sound, but they're awesome and
love
it's not. It went away after Suck It and See. Suck It and See was the album where the Arctic Monkeys lost the whole I'm British and we're coming into America, like this is, no. Like, Bastille brings it up heavily. Even the interviews, just talking with one of these guys, you can't understand them because they fucking sound like shit.
It's like,
and
get
they play
an
it
American
it's like
accent
no,
get
no,
out.
No, it's not that. I love British accents.
It sounds like a British Kermit the Frog.
Yes, like a British Shakira.
If he were to sing
like a British Shakira, a British male Shakira.
British male Shakira.
If he were to sing Rainbow Connection, you wouldn't be able to tell it from the original Muppets movie recording.
No.
Yeah.
No, and it's like the reason
I think it's actually, I've been looking at Bastille, and I think it's actually pronounced Betriangle Steel.
Right.
Right, Rob, thanks for
I'm
looking
so
that
sorry.
Up.
I'm so sorry. Okay, Betriangle Steel.
And their album
Steel.
Was called Betriangle D Blood.
Betriangle D Blood.
I mean, they probably want it to be pronounced as Bad Blood,
I mean,
but I just can't.
That's just, again, with the fun
Betriangle
thing.
Betriangle D
like, Blood. At least, you know...
I have
Foreigner,
actually.
You can. It's a word. It's not.
Rob, you said there aren't
funky.
Any. You know, you haven't really met any Foreigner fans.
I can't.
I have
say
met
I have.
Bastille fans.
Yeah, well, they're
oh, yeah.
huge right
yeah.
now.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Bastille is loved by some. Yeah.
Oh, loved by a few people, and you can just imagine the kind of people that love Bastille.
Dude's name is Dan Smith. That's the lead singer.
Exactly.
The Triangle and...
The Triangle and Smith.
The Triangle and Smith.
The Triangle and Smith.
Yeah, people like Dan Smith, like Bastille. And we all know a Dan Smith.
Everyone knows a Dan Smith.
Everyone knows a Dan Smith.
Yep.
And
you're no different, Triangle and Smith. The Triangle and Smith.
But, you know, Bastille, out of the way, I think we all can agree that Bastille sucks and is a, you know, sucky, a suckish modern band.
Music without balls, like John was trying to say with the Pussy Rock.
Music without balls. I like that.
But what I want to... The band I really, really abhor is...
You are a whore.
No, there's two things. There's two things in high school that everyone agrees with and that everyone loves is the movie... Fucking Sandlot. Yes. Everyone loves the Sandlot, apparently.
I thought it was called. Didn't know it was called Fucking Sandlot.
It's called the fucking it's a triangle Sandlot. And the lot.
Well, that was its working title.
But everyone I knew in high school, Sandlot, best movie it's ever. True.
Have you guys want to watch Sandlot?
No, I don't. Again? No, people haven't. You know, they aren't cultured enough to watch good movies like The Godfather. They watch The Sandlot because it's about baseball. And same with music. Dave Matthews Band. Fucking Dave Matthews Band. Or DMB. Or just Dave. Just Dave.
As it's referred to.
You guys going to go see Dave.
Let's go see Dave.
You guys want to watch The Sandlot and listen to Dave?
Now.
It was like every day after school. You guys want to watch The Sandlot and listen to Dave?
At the same time? Turn that shit down. I can't watch The Sandlot.
Now, like every other...
Can't decide if I want to listen to Dave or watch The Sandlot.
Now, like every other high school kid, I think John can agree.
No, we should prompt this with in Connecticut.
Yeah.
In Connecticut.
New England.
For some reason.
No, just Connecticut.
Just Connecticut?
Dave Matthews is just...
Connecticut.
Connecticut.
Yeah, okay.
Just...
It's unavoidable.
Yeah. I mean, I argue that, you know, because I enjoy at least their music. I grew up with it.
Yeah.
You know, but totally, it's the fan base that completely ruins.
Now, I am a victim of Dave Matthews. I listened to Dave Matthews in high school. And after, back in the 90s, Dave Matthews was like the college band. Everyone in college went to shows. And that's the thing where college kids can do that. Other people, the older people, the older generation, and the younger, high school kids don't have access to is Dave Matthews. Mm. But then some dick showed his Dave Matthews Band album to his younger high school brother. And was like, hey, this is a great album. And boom, Dave Matthews has invaded the high school crowd.
Yeah.
Everyone listens to Dave.
It's the fans.
It's the fans. The trucker hat wearing fraternity assholes and sorority sluts. Those are the fans.
Yeah, totally. Without Afkar, that's such a strong argument. Like, you don't even have to bring up their music. Like,
oh, his voice?
Well, hold on. Before we get there.
Hold on. Wait.
Yeah.
Wait.
Before we even get to the music, you can make the argument that if people listening to this aren't familiar with that culture and have never gone to a show and have never witnessed the awful, awful fan base that goes specifically to Connecticut Dave Matthews shows. You have to go and experience it for yourself because it is the worst people on earth gathering in one place.
And guess what? Dave Matthews hates the people who go to those shows too.
Yeah.
Especially the Hartford shows.
Yes.
Which is why this year there's only one instead of two.
Right. Dates have been canceled year after year.
I think there was three once upon a time.
You could even argue that it's the fans that are killing Dave.
People from Connecticut who have apparently spent their life in Texas.
Yeah. Yes. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's most of the shows at the Meadows anyway.
Yeah, that's true. I unfortunately had to pick my sister up from Rascal Flats, and suddenly...
I unfortunately went to a Brad Paisley concert.
This whole
Let's get it out in the open right now. Just country. This is a no country zone.
Yeah.
No country zone.
Nope.
Sorry, I didn't
no
mean
country
that.
No country for Connecticut.
No country
man.
For old man.
No country for
That's
Connecticut.
Okay. That's acceptable.
Moist.
No country for moist man. Man.
Now, can
we
arrive
for country.
To the music?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are we on
it's
Dave
not
now?
Bad
or Best Afkar.
No, okay. I will.
Best deal's over.
Best deals, yeah, they're
in the past. They don't have enough to say about them. They're not remarkable enough.
Spell their name with a triangle.
But let's get to the music itself. The drums, amazing. Like,
good.
I think everyone can agree. The
There's
drummer,
no denying it.
Carter Beaufort.
Carter Beaufort is amazing. And
oh, yeah. Yep, I've heard that.
Yeah,
that name.
Yep.
The instrumental work is awesome.
It is pretty phenomenal.
That is great. And that's why I used to like them so much.
That's why, I mean, I still go to those concerts because of the music and just the, you know, the talent that each one of them has individually and as a group. It's fucking remarkable. Yeah. Honestly, and it is. But it sucks that no one goes there to listen to that shit.
Play ants marching.
Legs up in the mud. I love this song.
Play it.
They go there for tailgating.
Fuck!
You know, to get drunk. Like, that's the thing. Which is fine.
He didn't play ants marching.
Which is fine. But no one, no one goes to Dave for Dave.
No, I go to Dave for Dave.
John goes for Dave.
John is in the minority.
All right.
John's a minority.
You know, the lawn is also part of it. You know, it's just the experience of, you know, it's muddy and gross and people fucking on it and puking on it.
Connecticut might be a bigger problem than the Dave Matthews Band now that I'm thinking about
it. I'm not a big Connecticut fan, but let's get to his voice.
Yeah, you don't like
do
his voice.
Do you like his voice?
Yeah,
like,
I do.
Honestly, you like his voice?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Don't drink the water.
Really? That was great. That was great, Afkar.
Yeah. No. That.
You've been working on your. We're gonna
do more Afkar singing as Dave Matthews.
Editing that out.
What do you like about his voice?
It's just unique. You know, it's him. I appreciate a unique voice in any kind of band, except when it's fucking like Fun or Bastille. Yeah, I realize
well,
it's unique.
He's not a singer. He's a sampler.
He's a sampler.
Yeah,
that's right.
He's a sampler. So. Stop. Yeah, he's a sampler.
Mr. Ruse.
No, but I like his his voice in moments, but I think it can get really gimmicky at times too. Like, I don't think he has to squeak as much as he does, but he does. I don't know. He's Dave Matthews, so they're kind of that jam band ilk in a way too.
Ilk. Yep.
And I hang around people who listen to all those groups, and boy, let me tell you, they all sound exactly the same. The lead singers even sound like Dave Matthews. So that's because it's a huge market. They know all those shitty people will keep going to their shows, and they'll make lots of money.
Can we add a fish to the
list? Yeah, we might as well. I mean, why not? What's another string cheese incident? And I mean, there's a jillion. I don't know.
Connecticut will never get out of this Dave phase. I'll tell you that.
I mean, it's Dave's choice. He can just if he were to just completely cancel all Hartford shows from now on.
You think that'll?
I think we
get
would
rid
riot.
Of all the fans.
I think you know college kids would absolutely riot.
Yeah. They would take their anger to like other concerts. I think because so many freaking country acts come here, they would just take their anger and they're flipping cars and they're drinking too much to country concerts if they haven't already.
Shit. That reminds me of OAR.
Yes, thank you. That was
just
the one I was trying to think of.
Another shitty
high
band
school.
That comes to the Meadows or whatever it's called now. Dodge,
the Chrysler,
Comcast,
Ford.
Comcast, oh Xfinity now,
Xfinity,
Ford.
Right,
oh, whatever,
AT&T, Verizon,
Nabisco,
depends,
Yum
Theater,
Yum Food,
Taco Bell,
Yum Brand,
Yakisoba,
Taquitos,
to that amphitheater, and you'll be like OAR. People listen to the OAR. Everybody's like, dude, you going to the OAR show tonight?
Turn the car around.
First of all, do I have to say OAR? That's very hard. Can I just call you OR?
What are they officially called, though?
Of a revolution.
Of a revolution.
Oh, really?
And the revolution is they're another shitty jam band. That's the revolution.
We're going to change the world. Oh, no, we're not. We're just going to.
Okay, that's a good point. Yeah.
So I think we've established that it's not the bands themselves that are terrible,
it's
but it's the people that go to the Meadows.
Yes.
It's the people from Connecticut who go to these Hartford concerts at the Meadows.
Yeah, if you do a search, I get emails from Live Nation showing all the groups coming to Connecticut. It's a who's who of awful. It's it's a lot of bad stuff.
I'm gonna bring up.
Who the fuck wants
I'm gonna
to
look
to
this up here?
No.
Live Nation.
I gotta blow my nose.
Do it on mic.
Yeah. Oh God. Afkar. Fuck.
It's disgusting.
He just gave birth. On the floor. You can't see it. But.
So yep, it's a boy.
Let's name him Dave.
Or that guy, Jack Neoff.
De-triangle.
No, De-triangle. Let's name him De-triangle and Smith.
Triangle car. Wait, no, triangle-er.
The De-triangle and Smith. The Xfinity Theater has upcoming Jason Aldean.
Ooh.
All right.
Jason Aldean?
The 2015 Burn It Down Tour.
Burn It Down Tour.
Right.
Burn It Down.
And then we got Country Mega Ticket.
Oh.
I don't know.
There you go.
That's like a multiple dates and times thing.
Countries.
Oh, the Zac Brown Band. Here we go. Yeah, oh, so the good. Jekyll and Hyde band. Tour.
The Jekyll right. and Hyde tour.
What the fuck does that mean? Then, of course, Dave.
Dave.
And then the...
John Mayer.
Oh, the Riot tour, which is Rascal Flatts with Scotty McCreery and Ashley Monroe.
All favorites of mine.
I love them all.
Of all their shit. Kid Rock presents, First Kiss, Cheap Date Tour. All right.
So,
do we have one good band?
All right. Boys of Zummer tour.
Oh, wow.
With Fall Out Boy and Wiz Khalifa.
Hey. Oh. Okay. And Wiz Khalifa.
Sure.
Oh, Toby Keith.
Yeah.
Vans Warped Tour. They always have that.
John, none of these
like
are good.
The most. Oh, Van Halen.
Oh.
In August. All right.
Is that Van Hagar or is that.
I haven't been keeping up with
David Lee Roth.
With Van Halen.
We're all behind on our Van Halen news.
So what you're saying is there's no good.
Wait, no, but the last one, this is the save the best for last, clearly, 5 Seconds of Summer. Rock Out With Your Socks Out tour.
Oh, there you go. So that band sucks, too.
Yeah.
So there's no
claiming they're like the next Blink-182 and shit.
Yeah.
When they're just a bunch of pussies again, like One Direction,
Pussy Rock.
Pussy Rock. This is the Pussy Revolution.
Once I would have put Blink-182 on this list, but I actually have rethought Blink-182 lately.
Yeah,
because they had that cool like first of all, you know, they're as punk as Dave Matthews, but like. They're, if you think about them as like a punk pop band with emphasis on that, they had the great like dueling vocalist with like each one sort of had a unique voice, but when
completely
you
different
it,
from
like
one,
really
it
cool.
works, yeah, yeah. But now they're all like feuding and shit, and
I
don't
one
know.
One's crazy.
The
yeah, he believes in aliens and stuff, right?
Aliens.
Tom DeLonge.
Yeah.
Really,
I don't keep up on him either.
All right, well, maybe we should get to the actual worst band in the world. Obviously, the band that I'm arguing for. I think if people listen to this podcast and they hear a bunch of guys talk about the worst bands in the world, they're expecting to hear one name and one name alone, and that is Nickelback, and that is the band I will be talking about. A lot has been said about Nickelback being the worst band in the world before I even begin to talk about it.
Chad Kroeger.
And
Triangle Kruger.
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 Cousin of Freddy Krueger. that I don't know even where to begin. To give you an idea of how much people actually hate Nickelback on a social media platform, there was the website isNickelbacktheWorstBandInTheWorld.com. It was just a page that said yes on it. I think it's still a website. It's on like WordPress or something because the original one got taken down. But the internet loves ripping on Nickelback.
Nippleback.
I love ripping on...
Give me my Nickelback.
Give me my Nickelback.
I love ripping on Nickelback. They are... They meet the hype. They are as awful as everyone says they are.
I've actually never heard a Nickelback song. Like
That's not true.
Look at this photograph!
Have to hear a Nickelback song.
You live in Connecticut.
Yeah.
No, I have closed my ears off to them.
Okay, well, for the rest of us who aren't as good as Afgar.
Without knowing it.
Maybe,
certainly.
Maybe.
The Spider-Man one. Everybody's heard that.
Spider-Man one.
Yeah, let's say that a hero can save us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wikipedia says they are the second best-selling foreign act in the U.S. of the 2000s behind
Canadian.
The Beatles.
Canadian.
The Beatles. There you. Okay.
The fact that the Beatles are even in the same sentence as.
The Beatles beat them. I'm happy about that.
They are the 11th best-selling music act. The 11th best-selling music act.
Wow.
The 2000s or
of all time.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Yep.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my god. They're
They've amazing. Had a huge string of hits. I don't know what those hits are, but they are massively popular.
They all sound like Someday. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Someday.
Well, if you wanna know what Rob's talking about, someone on YouTube actually lined up a few of their songs together to make the point that all of their songs sound the same.
This is how you remind me of Someday.
Right, right. That's what it's called. Yeah, yeah. And they put two Nickelback songs together, and the setup, the order, the time, the chord progressions, the melodies, everything lines up perfectly. And it just goes to show you how this band isn't just following a formula. It's basically stealing from itself. It uses the same chord progression over and over in every single song, whether it's, I can't really name a lot of them. Photograph, there's one.
Photograph.
How You Remind Me, that's another. What's another?
There's one called Far Away.
Okay.
I don't know what that is.
But then they did mix it up for that one song where they got even worse. And I didn't think it could happen. But they started rapping.
Oh,
that song.
I didn't hear about.
We gotta find
that
one.
Did you hear that one?
No,
it's
no.
Rockstar, I think.
Oh, I'm familiar with that one, yeah. Which is also the same chord progression as the songs mentioned before, by the way. But you know, the guy's voice obviously is nails on a chalkboard. I don't need to. Chit triangle Dick Kruger.
The Triangle Smith.
Now here's another funny thing that goes along with the Worst Band in the World website. In Portugal, this is a really famous YouTube video. It's Nickelback playing in Portugal, and the audience is throwing rocks at them. Okay, now think about how bad of a band you have to be where people go, yeah, I could throw tomatoes at these guys like you usually do with an awful act, but I'm going to switch it up to rocks because I want them to get off stage and I want to hurt them physically.
I want to injure them.
They made me hurt, them. So I'm going to make them hurt. So you can actually see people in Portugal throwing rocks at members of Nickelback, and then Triangle Duh says something along the lines of, "Don't you guys want to hear some real rock and roll?" And then everybody starts booing. And then he gives everybody the middle finger, and then they walk off stage, which I think is the best ending to any Nickelback concert you could ever have.
That should have been their last concert.
I wish I was
there. It should have. You know, maybe they'd get the point, but I guess not. But it's a beautiful, if you haven't seen it, I think it's still on YouTube. Nickelback at the Portugal concert, getting rocks thrown at them. Oh, it's beautiful. So that thing alone can make the case like, wow, maybe this band is really as awful as everybody thinks.
Mm-hmm. The real deal.
I love how it became a fad too.
Yeah,
let's just hate on Nickelback.
Too much at this point, where it's not even fun anymore to say.
No.
It will be in like 5 years again.
Yeah,
they'd be like, "Hey, let's start making fun of Nickelback again, like we used to."
Yeah,
remember that?
Right now we just don't give a shit about him. Do you guys want to hear some real rock and roll
music?
Boo! Boo!
He's hooked up with Avril Lavigne.
Uh-huh.
And they're going to reproduce.
An Avril Lavigne spawn.
I thought that was done.
God.
No.
I
don't think so.
What?
I haven't been keeping up on my Nickelback
news. She's available?
Another thing I haven't.
I don't know.
Yeah. So anyway, Nickelback, big contender for the worst band in the world.
No, I mean, probably, like, they would be a one seed in the NCAA tournament of worst bands.
We should make a bracket worst bands.
After this. Have our fans vote on it. What fans?
Stop. We have a lot of fans. We have so many fans, Rob.
Should I talk about Maroon 5 now?
Yes.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's just keep going.
I think they would also be like a one seed. Maybe a two. Maybe a two.
You mean like...
It would be Duke or Baylor.
Maybe a two seed.
You mean Adam Levine and those guys? Well, that's the thing.
Maroon 5
No.
Maroon 1,
there's
maybe?
There's one maroon guy.
Maroon Adam.
And the rest might just be robots. I'm not sure.
Placeholders.
Yeah, just like different parts of Adam Levine. That's his name, right?
Yeah.
Adam Levine. But Levine. But not Levigna.
Triangle de triangle yeah. Levine.
De triangle.
Triangledom.
Levine.
At the triangle Levine.
Triangledom.
Adam Levine. See, he has got the omnipresence thing like up the ass. Just he's hosting that voice show on yeah. NBC. Mm-hmm. So you see him in like previews for that while like his song plays in the background of the preview. And it's just like total immersion in this Maroon 5-liness.
He's the biggest douche.
Like, he has a line of clothing at Kmart.
It's only maroon.
Another douche.
It's only maroon clothes.
They're all maroon?
Yeah. With fives on them.
Yeah. Is that rock and roll? Maroon?
Maroon is the most rock and roll color. I've heard that.
Rock and roll color we yep. can think of?
They had some okay hits when they were starting out because it was actually like a full band thing. And now sure. they just...
You could spot all five of Maroon 5.
Yeah, it was five. Then... You know,
and then it was like four
playing.
You could hear, and then it just three. Then
when
three,
and then two,
and then
now it's
then
just,
two,
now it's just his
and then
voice
now just Adam
with
some samplers. So yeah, I think Nate Roos is doing the sampling.
Yeah. Nate Roos,
he gets around.
It's just Adam Levine and Nate Roos. That is the current members of Maroon.
Maroon 2, back in Maroon.
The fact that they're still
the song, the Mick Jagger one, still stands out to me as. Like
that
a,
was
a new low in
that was the pivotal point, the start of like their absolute yeah. spiral
downward.
Yeah, yeah.
Was it was like, which by the way made its premiere. I don't know why I know this, but it's made its premiere on The Voice.
Really?
So if you thought they were looking for the next big singer, they were, and it's Adam Levine.
Really, that whole show is just about.
I found
its
him.
Judges.
It's me.
The show is just about his judges. I have no idea who came out of The Voice as,
no, yeah.
like, you know, American Idol, at least, it's like, oh, they won, oh, they have a hit, Phillip
yeah,
Phillips,
you know,
shit like
Kelly
that.
Clarkson and the blonde one.
Carrie yeah.
And Ruben Studdard.
Ruben Studdard.
No, wait, no.
He's sorry for
2004.
He should have just gone each year after that. He probably would have made a hit out of it.
Still sorry, 2005.
2015.
But I don't know anybody that's come off The Voice because it's really just about his judges and it's the appeal of
yeah.
Adam
Levine.
Isn't
Pharrell Williams on that show?
He's on it yeah, now, because there, and that's okay. what get people to
he's
watch
a,
it is the
panel.
Like
yeah. He looks like a sewer rat.
He's hot right now, which is why he's a judge on The Voice. It's
who
like,
else? Christina
Aguilera.
Shakira.
Shakira?
No, she used to be. And
Wycliffe.
Usher and Blake, country guy, Blake Shelton.
Anybody watch the Blake Shelton Christmas special?
What?
That was
I must have missed that.
That
oh, rats.
Oh,
rats.
I meant to record it.
Yep.
Oh.
It was a very, very special show.
So what are some good bands you guys listen to? Like
wait,
recent...
let's keep talking
whoa,
about
whoa,
the shittiness
whoa.
Of Maroon 5.
Whoa.
We're still talking about the shittiness of Maroon 5, huh?
You're the minority here, meaning you're the minority in what we talk about.
Yep.
So you can't decide where
you
the conversation
the
is going.
The whole subject of a podcast.
We're going to
talk about Maroon 5
I'm going to turn your mic off. You're going to go in the minority room, okay?
Talk about Maroon
very soon.
You're going to go write that
one
minority
more
report.
One more strike, Afkar.
I expect
Afkar.
That
one
minority
more
report on my desk tomorrow morning.
All right, Colin Farrell.
yeah.
Also,
now I don't even know what we were talking about.
The Voice is one big commercial for its hosts.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's marketing.
But Maroon 5, but the thing about Moves Like Jagger, that's what it's called, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wait. We're specifically talking about worst bands, right?
Yes.
We're not getting into solo artists.
I mean, whatever.
It's nah, technically a nah. band.
Maroon it's technically a solo
no.
artist.
Maroon 2.
No, because I was...
Nate Roos.
What's her face? Fucking Kesha. Also, the same year, like... had a prominent Mick Jagger reference in her song.
Yeah, da 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 da. Unless he looks like Mick Jagger, right?
Oh yeah.
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 Mm.
Yeah, which is weird on a lot of levels because she was
really
like 19.
It exposed the young audience to Mick Jagger.
Mick's like 70, so is that what you're looking for? Or what era Mick Jagger, I guess?
Yeah, and everyone's like, oh, that Mick Jagger, he's really getting out in the spotlight because of these songs now.
Yeah.
He's gonna get big.
Yeah.
It's like Paul McCartney doing all his collabs with Kanye and Rihanna right now. It's like, oh, Paul, he's gonna be big. I don't know who he is, but
I hate people. Okay?
People accidentally running into the best bands in history.
Yeah.
Because of the worst bands in history.
Like, everybody was like, who's Beck? Who's this Beck guy? Like,
And as much as I love Kanye, almost made the whole stint again at the Grammys. And then afterwards, the interview was like, you know, Beck should just give it to Beyonce because he doesn't, you know, respect good music and monumental. Then, like a couple weeks later, he's like, oh, I finally listened to the Beck album and it's hot. I like
it. Oh, he listened to it?
He finally listened to it.
That's funny.
And he's like, okay, I see now. It's pretty hot.
All right. Well,
that was my Kanye impression.
Going into it, they thought, and like most of the crowd thought, like, oh, he's joking. Like, he's self-aware now. Like, he did this on purpose.
Nope.
But then he had the interview afterwards. Yeah.
And what's his hard on with Beyonce? That's got to be kind of awkward. With
Because
he hangs out with Jay-Z all the time. And it's like,
yeah, I think he might be getting at something deeper here.
Why do you like my wife so much, bro?
Might be getting deep into something.
You gotta have a talk.
Someone.
How deep is your love? The Bee Gees.
The Bee Gees, hey, are not,
like
are not, yes, me too, I like them. They are not on the worst. They're neutral.
Yeah.
They're right in the middle of the spectrum.
I mean, they're impressive for how, I mean, that falsetto is crazy. Mm. Like,
it's ridiculous.
We'll never hear that ever again.
No.
Probably.
Yeah.
But moves like Jagger.
Adam Levine will try.
Yeah. Moves like Jagger. And then I've heard like a bunch of nameless songs since then that were even more bad.
Just like animals.
I didn't know how.
Yeah. Just like animals.
But they got there. So.
Just like animals, moles.
Right. Is that them?
Yes.
That's them.
Wow.
And then, but I mean, there's so many others. Since that. But you're right. Moves like Jagger kind of sparked a revolution of shittiness.
It was the turning point in life. And my life, too. It marked a downward spiral for me that I'm still trying to recover from.
It's very symbolic.
I've been in a dark period ever since Moves Like Jagger came out.
That felt good. I got a lot off my chest there.
Mm.
Yeah. I'll get something on your chest. All right, well, that was fun. I lost count on the Triangle and Smiths after about 35. Yes, we are actually doing a NCAA March, April Madness bracket on the worst bands ever. You'll find it on our Facebook page. The overall winner to be announced on our next episode. It'll most likely be Nickelback. I would like to see another worthy contender try and oust them. We will see. We're just about done here on the first Moist Radio ever. I hope it was a truly damp experience for all. But now, as I mentioned before, I would like to take this time to shout out a local band, music act, whatever kind of talent. Because, you know, supporting local music is important. Not too many people do. America is so reliant on the already famous, the Billboard chart toppers. By the way, Billboard sucks, and I can talk about that on a later date. But the chart-topping acts that continue to spew out shitty song after shitty song that is written most likely by someone else. Let's bring something new and fresh into your ears. You just might like it. This band in particular, made up of extremely, extremely talented musicians, emphasis, you know, on the word musician, a word that is thrown around like a baby that you just don't want in your life. Just get out of here, baby. Get out of my house. Okay, this band from UConn, the majority of its members being music majors, so you know it's quality shit. This band is called Loom,
L-U-M-E, Loom, around since October of last year. They categorize themselves as modern music, which is pretty cool. They've released an EP entitled Simply Loom EP, available through their Facebook page, facebook.com/loomct, or more directly on their Bandcamp and SoundCloud. You can all find it on Facebook. It's not hard to find, although some people, for some people, it seems to be hard to find, but that's okay. Okay, all right, here's Loom. Cool.
Thank you.
All right, that was Loom. Again, great band out of UConn. Check them out. Facebook, it's all on there. We'll post it on our page, too. You can find it on Moist Radio's Facebook page. It's all going to be there because support local music, bitches. Come on. And now to wrap up this first episode, I'm going to throw it over to Tyler for this week's final thoughts.
Wow. What a conversation. We laughed, we cried, and we learned a lot from each other. You know, when Adolf Hitler first made his way into establishing fascist Germany in the late 1930s and 1940s, he said the goal was to take down the Jews, and the Jews were responsible for Germany's downward spiral. But the truth is, he had one goal in mind: to turn the planet and its population vanilla, specifically vanilla people with blonde hair and blue eyes that didn't stand out in any way. And when we talked about the worst bands in the world today, that's what I was thinking about. I was thinking about vanilla acts and vanilla musicians and vanilla faces on those vanilla musicians, and how important it is to recognize something innovative and different so we can avoid this musical fascism. Now I know what you may be thinking. Well, Tyler, I liked some of those bands you were talking about today. What bands do you like? Do you think are so good and innovative and different and not vanilla? Well, I've got to bring up one of my favorites. It's The Police. You see, not only were these guys incredibly gifted as musicians, but their songs were the opposite of vanilla. Even their big hit, Every Breath You Take, is about a stalker that goes around and promises to record every moment of someone's life. I mean, that's weird. Roxanne, it's a love song to a hooker. What? And this was their first big hit. Murder by Numbers is a song about going around and wanting to murder everybody. This is exciting music. It's innovative, it's weird, it's dark, and it's definitely not vanilla. This is what people are looking for, I think, when they look out for the next big thing in music. And when we talk about the bands we talked about today, well, those bands certainly are not that. But you know, even if you're not an aspiring musician or music fan, you should still be inspired to be weird and dark and innovative like The Police in your everyday life. Because if you become the Nickelback of people, well, my friend, you're one shitty person. That's all for today's final thoughts.